Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Good morning, Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Tuesday, November 20th, and we got a bunch to talk about today in regards to the Miami Dolphins, as they have a game this week, a very big game, this upcoming Sunday at the Indianapolis Colts. And the big story right now is, will quarterback Ryan Tannehill play on Sunday against the Colts? And there's a chance. There is a chance. It came out on Monday, per head coach Adam Gase, that Tannehill is able to throw the ball right now 50 yards, which is a good sign that the arm strength is starting to come back. Now, the question is, can he throw it 50 yards once, and then is his arm starting to hurt? Is it sore? Can he throw it 50 yards multiple times, and how does his arm rebound the following day or two? So there's still a lot of questions. Just because he's able to throw the ball 50 yards. The questions are sort of, can the arm strength hold up? How does his arm feel the next day? Can he throw, you know, roughly 50 yards multiple times in a row? So there's still a lot of questions there, but it looks like progress is being made. Excuse me, that progress is being made here, and he's probably on track to get back on the field, if not this week, then maybe the following week against the Buffalo Bills. We'll see, though. A few things here. Number one, if Tannehill plays, and I know he gives Miami the best shot to win, no doubt about it. That's not even up for debate. Right now, Osweiler, you know, he came out of the gate there when he first got on the field, those first couple games playing well. He's obviously, the past few games against the Jets and the Packers, he's really starting to struggle, and it's really starting to show, obviously. He's just not making enough plays. He's leaving a lot of plays on the field. He hasn't played well. There's no way to say it. He's just not playing well. So Tannehill on the field clearly gives Miami the best chance to win the game. Clearly. But I've seen a lot of fans, and I've seen a lot of people in the media here talking about, say, well, if Tannehill plays, you know, it's all of a sudden the Miami Dolphins from weeks 1, 2, and 3 are going to be back here, and they're going to be able to move the ball, score a lot of points. Just stand there. Well, folks, pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. A couple things. The last 8 quarters Ryan Tannehill played, 4 against the Bengals and 4 against New England, he was dreadful. He was every bit as bad as Brock Osweiler has been the past few games. That's one thing to remember. The other thing to remember, if Ryan Tannehill steps under center, the people around him are not the same people around him who he had back when he last played against Cincinnati, because the wide receiver core is decimated beyond belief. There's no Jakeem Grant. There's no Albert Wilson. Kenny Stills, still less than 100%. Devontae Parker, Tannehill Stills hardly played with him this year once, so he's going to have nobody to throw to. The offensive line, banged up beyond belief still. Even Ted Larson, who was out there before Tannehill went down, you know, he might not even be playing. He's still not 100%. So the people around Tannehill, should he be able to play this week, are not the same cast that he had before his injury. So, yes, Tannehill gives the best chance for Miami to win a game. We get it. I get it. Totally get it. But, you know, it's not like he's walking out there having, you know, a lot of quality players around him. Because right now that offense is beat up beyond belief, and there's not much happening there on that side of the ball for the Dolphins. And my fear is here, if Tannehill tries to sort of rough it at less than 100%, that whoever we're playing, whether it's the Indianapolis Colts or even the lowly Buffalo Bills, they are going to blitz the holy hell. They are going to blitz the holy hell out of Ryan Tannehill, and, you know, they're going to beat him up even worse than he is. the one, just as a human being, you don't want to see this guy who has been injured a lot here since, you know, the end of 2016, just take more of a beating. It's just, it's not right. You just don't want to see that. So hopefully, we should know more about the arm, probably on Tuesday, at the latest Wednesday. That's when they'll make a decision. They have to see if the arm can hold up here for multiple days. They want to make sure, you know, he just can't throw it 50 yards once or twice in a day, and all of a sudden, then the arm shot the next day. They can't have that. So we should know more on Tuesday. We'll probably have an answer Wednesday. There's a chance we'll have an answer Tuesday, but we'll probably have an answer on Wednesday if Tannehill will go or not. So we'll see. But it looks like there's been significant progress, and it seems like there's a chance Tannehill will be under center against the Colts. If not, it goes back to Brock Osweiler. David Fells isn't even being considered, from what I'm hearing. So it's either will be Tannehill or Brock Osweiler. In other news, Jakeem Grant, it was announced as having surgery on his lower body, which is like a leg, essentially. That's just a nice way of saying a leg. And he will be out the rest of the season. Unfortunate for Jakeem Grant. Very unfortunate for Jakeem Grant. He had clearly his best year as a wide receiver. Has shown the past probably year and a half or so, he's more than just a punt returner, more than just a kickoff returner. That, you know, he's someone who can be a wide receiver in this league and contribute that way. So very unfortunate for him. But from all the reports, he will be back and ready to go by 2019. He just will be out the rest of this year. And, you know, sad to see, because like I said, Grant this year really stepped up and made a lot of plays on offense, helped his team win games. So hopefully he will get well soon, and we wish him a speedy recovery. And the list of Miami Dolphins who are now on IR and missing the year, I mean, just continues to grow. Look at this list. Cordrea Tankersley, Chase Allen, Vincent Taylor, William Hayes, Josh Sitton, Daniel Kilgore, Marquise Gray, Jakeem Grant, Albert Wilson, and Luke Falk, I'll count, even though he wasn't really a contributor. The list just continues to grow. And you look at guys who were essentially starters or played significant minutes. They are Albert Wilson, Jakeem Grant. Marquise Gray was penciled in as the opening day starter. He never even got a chance to play. Kilgore and Sitton, obviously. And Vincent Taylor was playing so well, he was actually a de facto starter. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can make a case of 6 starters out of 22, really. That's a lot. That's a lot for any team to overcome. And, you know, the Miami Dolphins here, it is going to be an uphill battle to win more games moving forward this year. The schedule, I know everyone sees those 2 games against the Buffalo Bills and thinks that they're just automatic wins. Pencil them in as wins. I'm telling you right now, folks, do not pencil those games in as wins. The Miami Dolphins are struggling to score points. On offense, they are playing with so many backups that it looks ugly because it is ugly. But even if Tannehill comes back, it's still going to continue to be ugly. And on the other side of the ball, they can't stop the run to save their lives. They cannot stop the run to save their lives. So I don't know how many more wins they have left in them. And this week they're playing an Indianapolis Colts team that is absolutely on fire. Absolutely on fire. So it's going to be an uphill battle, to say the least, here from now to the end of the year. We'll see. Hopefully, you know, they can find a way here to win a couple games. Because, look, they're right in this playoff mix. The AFC is an utter disaster right now. If you take away the top teams, which is essentially Kansas City and New England, after that, the AFC, you know, it's a joke. There's not a good team in the bunch. Pittsburgh, who they were lucky to win this past week against Jacksonville, they are not a good team. They're going to win the North by default, but they will not get a first round bye this year. In the South, they're going to have Houston and Indy. There's a chance they both make the playoffs. The Chargers, oh my God, the Chargers. The Chargers gave away a game this week and looked like the typical Chargers. It's just You got a, and then there's a bunch of teams in a logjam with Miami, Cincinnati, Baltimore, and a few others just, you know, fighting for the last playoff spot. And look, Miami has just a good chance than anybody should Tannehill come back 100%. Now, the odds of him being 100% at any point are slim and none. But if he's under center, you know, they got a chance. It's a chance. I wouldn't call it a good chance, but it's a chance. And I know as a fan, this sort of leads into that age-old debate. Right now, Miami's 5-5. I just went through all the injuries. Do you root for them to win here and try to sneak into the playoffs as the sixth seed, which means you're probably going to get blasted in round one, but just have one playoff game? Or is it better for the long-term health of the organization just to sort of, you know, lose out and get a higher draft pick? I see both sides of the coin. Yes, as a fan, your gut instinct is to always root for the team to win no matter what, and making the playoffs is no small feat, even as a sixth seed, and that's what you want to see. I get that. The other side of the coin is, we know if the Miami Dolphins make the playoffs, you know, their first game in the playoffs, they're either going to be probably at Houston or, you know, at Pittsburgh, and they're going to get their doors blown off, and they're just not going to win. So then you're just back into sort of that purgatory slash no man's land of your team's really not that good, and you have a low draft pick as well. So I sort of understand both sides of the coin. Obviously, in my eyes, you want to make the playoffs. And as I said on Sunday night show, if this week's game against the Colts is a de facto playoff game, if the Dolphins can win this game against the Colts, put me all in. I want to make the playoffs 100%. Let's go. If they lose at Indy, their season's over. And I have no problem saying I kind of hope they do lose the last five games, because if they lose this week, they're not making the playoffs. And I almost don't want to sneak in as that sixth seed, because you just know it's just not good for the long-term health of the organization. So this week's game, to me, I'm treating it as a playoff game. It's almost like a winner, and you advance, sort of, and keep your season alive. You lose this week against the Colts, you know, pack it in. And you lose this week against the Colts, you can pack it in, and no good can come in winning any of the remaining games. So we'll see how that goes, though. It's a big game this week. Indianapolis is hot. They're at home, and Miami Dolphins are coming off a bye. I'm not going to say they're going to come into the game healthy, but they'll come into the game rested. Let's just say that. They will come to the game rested. So, short show today. Not much really to talk about. Hopefully, we'll have more about Ryan Tannehill on tomorrow's show. I will have shows every day this week. I have a guest or two lined up for the remainder of the week as well. Two guests for sure. And I'm working on a third. So, we'll have some guests. But a short show today, and really not much else to talk about. But the Tannehill story and the Tannehill news is worth mentioning, because he could be on his way back. And it pretty much is Miami's only shot here to win any more games the rest of the year. So we'll keep an eye on that. Everyone, be sure to check out the website, DolphinsTalk.com. We got a bunch of new articles up on there. Also, be sure to follow me on Twitter at DolphinsTalk. Everyone, have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.